Well, hello, and welcome to the April Astrology Forecast. Today, I'll share some tips for navigating the major aspects, including some declination aspects. I'll also share some dates for timing important actions. Check out the accompanying blog post on Astrology University for a full list of the major aspects and dates this month. If you're brand new to declination and you just want to know what it is, check out my YouTube video, What is Declination? Okay, with that, let's get started. The big news this month is a conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. I recorded a separate video and podcast about it, so check that out for more details. April marks a shift from Pisces to Aries. Mercury's already in Aries as it starts its retrograde on April 2nd, and then Venus moves into Aries on April 4th. Now, Venus gets a bad rap in Aries in our tradition, and that's not without reason, because placating Venus is in a sign ruled by not at all placating Mars. But there's more to this story with planets in fall, which I prefer to think of as interesting rather than simply problematic. I've always liked the image of Xena warrior princess for Venus in Aries. The actress Lucy Lawless, who played Xena in the TV show, had the Sun in Aries and Mars in Taurus. And that's kind of the opposite version of a planet in fall, with Mars in a sign ruled by Venus. So maybe Xena's a better image for Mars in Taurus. But getting back to Venus in Aries, the idea is that our attractions, Venus, are fueled by a sign that prefers action over deliberation. In other words, we're more likely to pursue our attractions rather than waiting for them to come to us. But let me back up a couple of days, because just before Venus goes into Aries, it spends some time in peak Pisces territory on April 3rd, when it's going to be conjunct and parallel Neptune in Pisces. And you might remember me saying before that when planets are conjunct and parallel, that's the strongest kind of aspect we have in astrology. If you're looking for a romantic date night in April, well, this would be a great pick, but maybe with a caveat. Venus, in this super conjunction with Neptune, is the ultimate when it comes to romantic idealism. Use this energy to create a lovely vibe or enhance the romantic atmosphere and soften any boundaries to a love connection. Just don't set the bar so high in your imagination that the human you're loving can't ever attain the heights you're fantasizing about. This brings me to another rare event this month. Right now, the way the sky is laid out, when the moon's in any sign between Aquarius and Taurus, we've got a planetary portrait that could best be described as maximum containment. This is because all of the major planets are in four consecutive signs less than 120 degrees apart. We call this a wedge or a bundle chart pattern. By the way, for some quick astrology vocabulary, a chart pattern is seen by looking at all of the major planets in the chart as a whole. This is different from an aspect pattern, which is formed by three or more planets in a particular configuration. But back to the bundle chart pattern we have from April 3rd to 10th, in this time of maximum containment, there's a concentration of energy in just one section of any chart you run during this time. People born with this kind of chart have strong magnetism because of that intensity of focus. There's a kind of concentration of power in this pattern and in this time period, as the developmental pressure generated by those transiting planets are going to impact us in one particular zone of our chart. Now, if you have fixed angles, this is probably going to work out to be in just one quadrant of your chart in which all of that action is happening right now. This intense focus can lead to amazing work or growth in that area of life. But the pitfall is that the other sides of life may not be getting as much attention. So that gift of focus can also produce a pretty sharp blind spot. Now, as all of this starts, Mercury's stationing retrograde in Aries on April 2nd. So the beginning of the month is just jam-packed with interesting energy. You've probably heard enough general advice about Mercury retrograde at this point. So I'm just going to remind you of a less talked about dimension of Mercury retrograde, which has to do with Mercury's cycle with the Sun. At the start of Mercury retrograde, Mercury's wrapping up a roughly 3-month cycle. And it's in the balsamic part of that phase, which tells us that our time is best spent wrapping things up, closing the door on one chapter so we can open the door to a new one soon. And this is about all things Mercury related. So it's a great time to finally reply to old emails in your inbox, or tidy up the papers in your office. The idea here is to clear space, both literal and mental, in preparation for a new Mercury chapter, which starts, officially, when Mercury makes its inferior conjunction with the Sun. This takes place on April 11th. This inferior conjunction is worth noting in any Mercury retrograde period because it marks a turning point after which things start to shift. Your ideas about things could change. You might see something in a new light. and this might cause you to shift gears. You might not be clear yet about all the details, but you do have a sense that a new direction's emerging, or that one's needed. If you need to take some Mercury-related actions during this time, like signing papers, this is also a good day to catch a bit of magic, because this conjunction, which we also call a Kazemi conjunction, gives us access to some solar magic to be able to see things a little more clearly. Now, if you're following the eclipses, you'll note that that's also right after the big solar eclipse on April 8th. If that eclipse is correlated with a major shift in your life, which you'll probably be aware of at that point, April 11th might bring a touch of clarity. Well, then it's full steam ahead to the exact conjunction of Jupiter with Uranus on April 20th. There is so much going on. It's like the whole first half of this month is building up to the stunning climax of a binge-worthy Netflix series. I'll have my popcorn ready and be curious to see what surprises are in store for all of us. Of course, some surprises won't be welcome ones, but these are the kinds that answer burning questions so that we can finally see what we're working with and then move forward. May will be a transition month, and then June will bring a significant change in tone. But for now, the main message is to ride that wave of possibility and potential, tie up loose ends this month, and stay nimble on your feet. As the month wraps up, Venus moves into Taurus on April 29th and Mars into Aries on April 30th. Those shifts really tell the story of May, so I'll leave those for next time. And with that, let's get to this month's dates for good timing. Watch my video, What is Electional Astrology, if you're new to this and you'd like to learn more about it. Since Jupiter is currently in Taurus, we get even better than usual juju every time the moon's in Cancer and Taurus because of the harmonious aspects it creates. And this month, the moon will be in Taurus April 9th and 10th, and in Cancer, April 13th to 15th. The moon in Cancer will also be out of bounds, which gives it a turbocharge this month. With Mercury retrograde for most of the month, we want to take extra care with any actions ruled by Mercury, and this would include important communications or paperwork shuffles or just general commerce. If you can put those things off without too much trouble, well, that's not a bad idea. But don't be too worried about it if you can't. The message under Mercury retrograde is just to slow down and take extra care, pay better attention, although that's going to be especially hard because Mercury is in Aries, which is not known for being patient. Moving too quickly or impulsively could get you into trouble. Now, a lot of astrologers will avoid important actions near an eclipse, and April 9th might be too close for comfort for some of you. But on April 10th, that conjunction with Jupiter and Uranus might feel worth the effort, especially knowing that you're going to have to wait another 12 years for another opportunity like it. Now, if your intention is to get clear of the Mercury retrograde shadow, you'll have to wait until the end of April. But if you're not as worried about that and you just take extra care, the waxing moon in Cancer presents another opportunity where you pick up a sextile with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and also a trine to Mars and Saturn. And that's probably one of your best options in April. If you'd like to learn how to do electional astrology, this month we have a course starting up with expert Mary Shea in early April. And if you're in Europe, join us for an immersion into Jupiter-Uranus aspects in either Dublin or Berlin in the second half of April. Check out the calendar at astrologyuniversity.com/events and use our contact form if you need a special coupon for discount admission to those European events. All right, well, that takes me to the end of this month's forecast. I hope you're able to make good use of the planetary energies this month. And until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon, and until then, take good care.